myself in a battle with resistance several times a day. Here's a simple example. I sit down to write, but instead, I start checking my email or thinking about what snacks will be required to write something great. This is resistance at work. Sure, I'm an accomplished author. I've written 20 books and sold millions of copies. But just like every college student who sits down to write a paper, I will have to slay resistance in order to even get started. The thing about resistance is that it is so simple, so ordinary, and so paralyzing if we are not mindful of it. This is why most people who start writing a book never finish it. We all know people who are writing a book. I get requests from people all the time to help them get the book they are writing published. They are very keen to speak about the publishing process right now. I always say to them, focus first on writing your book. When your manuscript is finished and ready for a professional editor to look at, send me a copy, and then we can talk about publishing options. More than 95% of them, I never hear from again. Resistance gets the better of them. Imagine all the books that are unwritten because of resistance. I wonder if Mozart or Beethoven